Hello and welcome to the Thursday, September 18th, 2014 edition of the Sands and Storms and Us Stormcast. My name is Johannes Ulrich and today I'm recording from Jacksonville, Florida. Daniel today took a quick look at what all of these background search emails are about that we are recently getting. They have started a couple weeks ago and usually it's always the same kind of spiel. They claim that your background, your criminal history or whatever is now public and entice you into using their service to look up for yourself what others may be able to learn about you. Overall, these services are actually not illegal. They are just screen scraping public data that they can find. Didn't use the service myself. I did search my dog's name and it did actually tell me that there is no information available. So there, once you go to the site, sort of do their free trial, apparently they will only tell you if there is information available that they then want you to sell that full information. Of course, much of that information you can get for free by looking at the respective public information websites yourself or by hiring a more reputable and probably even cheaper service to do things like job background searches if you ever have to do that. Overall, one problem with these services, even the reputable ones, can be that they more or less blindly import data, and then sometimes that can lead to false positives, which of course can be a problem, for example, for a job applicant who isn't actually associated with that particular criminal record or so that the system dug up for you. And of course, iOS 8 was released today, but this release, as usual, did not just include shiny new features. It also included more than 50 security fixes. These are 50 different vulnerabilities or CVE numbers that got fixed. I think the exact number is something like 56. Not all of the issues that are listed in the related article by Apple actually have CVE numbers. For example, one issue that already was sort of pre-announced and caused some discussion is that the iPhone may be tracked via its MAC address, and of course as of iOS 8 the iPhone will randomize its MAC address if it is just sending Wi-Fi probe requests. Once it is associated with an access point, of course it will still use its normal hard-coded MAC address. There are a large number of other issues. Some of them are more privacy related. For example, the weather application didn't use to encrypt the user's location in transit. But then also issues, for example, with 8.1x that wasn't implemented correctly and a user may be tricked this way to associate with a bad access point and release the password to this bad access point. So I would say get it updated. I wouldn't necessarily rush it. There have been some instances where new versions of iOS broke things, so take a device and test it first for a couple days before you actually go all the way and update all of your devices. One thing I already tested is that Google Authenticator, it still works after the update and the identities did not get reset. This was a problem with one of the prior iOS updates. And OWASP today released an updated version of its web application testing guide. Excellent document, very comprehensive. It goes through all the different application vulnerabilities that you commonly find in web applications, discusses how to test for them, test cases, code snippets, screenshots of the output that you should expect. So lots and lots of details. It's free to download and a fairly large document also. So probably something that you may want to print at some point. Total of 220 pages in this PDF release. So far, I just skipped through it, and there are a lot of current topics that we
find a lot these days, like, for example, XML injection. That's something that keeps coming up in web services, for example. Also, I've seen this a couple times in mobile application. Also, like, XPath injection and things like that, that some of the more traditional approaches that more focus on things like cross-site scripting, SQL injection, so may miss. Well, and that's it for today. So thanks again for listening, and talk to you again tomorrow. Bye.